Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming American greatness Thaddeus McCotter, writing about the latest contest in Washington. On one side, the President of the United States and the House minority, led by Hakeem Jeffries, for the Democratic Party. On the other side, Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, and the Republican caucus. The debate is over debt. It's over reducing the debt, or in some fashion, moderating the debt because of the overhang into the future. Writing about this, Thaddeus McCotter asks questions about the future for all of us as the maintenance of the debt grows. Thaddeus, if I understand correctly, the maintenance of the debt is guaranteed to grow because of the $8 trillion or so spent by the end of the Trump administration and during the Biden administration on COVID relief. What does it mean that that number continues to grow? What does it mean for the American people and for the programs they need? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. Well, it's actually more than COVID relief spending because the Biden administration passed multiple trillions of dollars on things other than COVID spending as well, especially the risibly named Deficit Inflation Reduction Act, as you recall, which is really a green energy bill. Actually, pardon me, a green lethargy bill. But what we're seeing, John, is the fact the United States has a $31.5 trillion national debt. Now, as a student of medieval history, John, you understand that there used to be a punishment called hard and forceful punishment. I won't bore you with the French pronunciation of it. But it consisted of laying someone flat on their back, tied down. You would put a board across their torso, and one by one, you would put heavy lead and heavy iron and heavy stones on them until over a long period of time, such as days or even a week, they asphyxiated. If you look at the federal debt as a piece of iron or heavy stone laid across the American electorate, across American society as a whole, you're going to see that eventually our liberty and prosperity is going to start feeling the weight of a $31.5 trillion debt. And sooner or later, our liberty, our prosperity, and our republic itself is going to asphyxiate underneath the weight of it. Our enemies know this. Our enemies prey upon it. Our enemies are using it as leverage to try to convince people to start trading with the yuan rather than using the U.S. dollar as a reserve currency. You're going to continue to see it throughout the budget fight that's coming down the pike, where the Republicans, right, they are talking about taking surplus expenditures for COVID relief and making sure that they are put back in the federal treasury so as not to increase inflation or increase the suffocating national debt. Unfortunately, the Democrats, even after Mr. Biden has finally announced that the emergency pandemic is over, are threatening everybody, claiming that people will die unless we spend this money. And unless it's kind of odd, John, when you think about it, that the Democratic Party that was so happy to shut down the American economy for a couple of years is worried about shutting down the federal government for what, a month or less, to actually bring fiscal at least take nascent steps towards restoring fiscal sanity within the budget process and relieving some of the weight upon the American people, again, both in terms of not only the national debt, but in terms of inflation. So the Democrats I think it's unfortunate because spending in Washington has been a bipartisan problem. It truly requires a bipartisan solution, and yet the Democrats would rather play politics with it than actually get serious about it. And I can't understand for the life of me why. Their children are going to be suffering under this as much as anybody else. I don't understand their reluctance to actually do some of the hard work that has to be done. There's only one reason that I can think of, John. You know what it is. It's a Democratic slush fund. They spent trillions of dollars when they had total control of Washington, the Congress, as well as the presidency, and decided that they were going to throw trillions of taxpayer dollars to fund their NGOs or government-aligned networks and make sure that the left was funded politically for the next 20 years. That's the only explanation for it is political pressure. And the political pressure certainly isn't coming from the public. The public understands that right now we cannot afford this spending and we cannot afford more inflation. And yet the Democrats are hell-bent to do it. Really strange, really sad.
Mr. Biden has indicated that he will negotiate only after the Republicans remove the cuts that they've recommended in their package, which passed with a bare majority in the House of Representatives. It is to the president's advantage to be a maximalist negotiator. Is that correct, Thaddeus? Does this gain him credibility to his own party?
Again, I don't think Mr. Biden is making all these calls by himself. I think that the determination has been the presidents win if they fight with Congress over a government shutdown. I think that the thing they're not taking into account, whoever is actually making these final determinations, be they in the executive branch or be they in the Congress, whoever's making these final determinations don't understand that if inflation starts to drop while there's a cut in domestic discretionary spending, it will be viewed as a win. I think the Republicans need to hold their ground. I would like Joe Biden and the Democrats to, with a straight face, tell the American people, you know what, there's $60 billion in excess COVID money that we haven't managed to figure out how to crowbar into the American economy and increase inflation. But we're going to try to do it anyways because, you know, we can. I don't think that's a winning argument to the American people. I think the American people would rather see them be fiscally responsible, but we'll see. We'll see how the public responds to this. Again, John, I don't know that the American public believe that every single penny of the Democrats' several trillion dollars they spent 2 years ago is necessary spending.
Ms. McCarthy and the Republicans have indicated that they want to look again at the $80 billion increase to the IRS budget. They also indicate they want to look again at the prognostications of what it will cost for student debt forgiveness. And there are other credits that have been advanced having to do with Iowa. All of those items individually represent things that have been controversial. The Republicans are asking for a reduction in controversial parts of the plan by the White House. So is the White House not wanting to discuss this because they know individually these things are not popular?
Oh, they're controversial, but I don't know if they're unpopular with today's Democrats. So I think there's certainly political support within the Democratic base to spend more money. They are the party of redistribution. I think it is instructive, though, to look at how the Democrats are dealing with the IRS. The Democrats are the ones who wanted to hire 87,000 new IRS agents. Now, let's think about this, John. The national debt is $31.5 trillion, correct?
Something in that neighborhood. It's nosebleed territory, yes.
Yes. And they're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents only to go after rich people to help deal with the deficit and the debt. Do you believe that?
No.
Do you think anybody with a brain in their head believes that they're only going after rich people with a national debt and deficits like we have?
Rich people defined as anyone earning over
$400,000. Anybody with $100 in their pocket.
Yes.
So, no, I think the Democrats have just basically lied to the American people about the purpose of the 87,000 IRS agents, and only their hardcore supporters want to pretend that they're telling the truth. So if you like 87,000 new IRS agents to start going through all your financials, you will support the president, and you will also think, probably, that any type of any single penny that is removed from hiring 87,000 new IRS agents is a severe threat to our democracy and people will die. Something along those lines, I'm sure.
That is McCotter writing at American Greatness about the non-negotiation now underway in Washington about the national debt. We're going to turn to politics next. Remember, Thaddeus is also a recovering politician, and I'd like him to comment on the short video that the White House released to announce the president's reelection campaign. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.